fucking alcohol.
I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
What you're listening to?
London Philharmonic.
It's Venus. Venus.
Why not? We bounce the signals off the moon's surface. There's no reason that Venus shouldn't radiate impulses.
I don't mean the static. Can't you hear it? The other thing?
What other thing?
Listen to it, Paul. Listen to the voice.
Hi, this is the Gearing Up Inventors. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hello everyone, this is Twofold. I'm back after a long period of time, I know. And this is Twofold, you're listening to CITR FM 101.9. I'm Sandy, and today is the fun drive day, and we have invited two of my friends coming in for the show. Okay, they say the earphone is too loud. So the first guest is Anna.
Hello.
Say hi. I think you have to put the mic a bit closer to you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Well, I can hear you. And Mike.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone. Just so you guys know, this is actually a bilingual show. Cool. So I'll be also talking a bit in Mandarin as well.
Sweet.
Yeah. 所以大家好,你们现在收听的是CITR FN101.9, 这里是Twofold的时间。 那今天我们还是一样诚挚地邀请大家 帮忙donate给CITR, 因为我们现在准备要搬家了。 So today the program is going to be a bit different. So first of all, thank you so much for everyone who donated on to the radio station. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, my friends. And then Anna is a friend that I met through CITR. We met
We did, I think, a year training ago. Together last year.
Did we take trainings together? I think.
Or we just met in the lounge.
I don't know. I think we met in the lounge.
I don't know, but we had big dreams. And then I think I joined too many clubs. And then
we said we were going to host a show together at that time. She went on pursuing her music dream, which became really, really successful. And if you know her, I think if you look at YouTube, you probably know her already. Oh, well. So, 所以今天 NIL 在为我们带来一些非常好听的她自己创作的音乐。What is the first song you're going to play for us?
I'm expecting this.
Expecting this. Listen up, you all.
All right. Please excuse me for a moment, but I wasn't expecting this. There's something different by the way that you're smiling. You're confident.They have been blind before, but staring now, I can't ignore it. This is new, but I am finally seeing you. Something has changed, but somehow you're still the same one I remember knowing way back then.Overlooked you, called you friends, never considered in the end that someone decided that our stars would collide and you and me were meant to be.What a couple years of silence from you could do. I turn around and when I look again, I'm thinking, who are you? It took some growing up to see you're the only one I need. Something has changed.But somehow you're still the same one I remember knowing way back then. I overlooked you, called you friends, never considered in the end that someone decided that our stars would collide andYou and me were meant to be, be.
Yay! Yay!
Thank you so much.
Do you want to share some of your, your, like, people, history. How to follow you on YouTube or anything?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, so I think my main social media platform title is Music Doodles, and I came up with that in grade 10 because I thought if I threw doodles into the title, it's very casual and keeps the expectations low. I think, like, it's just doodles of music and nothing, you know, classically, you know, trained or serious. So I'm on YouTube.I have Instagram, but that's mostly just, like, random drawings. And Twitter. Yeah, but probably YouTube is the best place to find me.
Yeah, I know that she's not only very talented in music, she's also really good at drawing and then painting, right? I saw your logo of an umbrella.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's super cute.
Thank you.
And I think I've seen it evolved from... to start, it was... It was you holding the umbrella, and then it was just an umbrella in the end, right?
No, it was kind of funny, actually. It was originally just the umbrella, and then I think from my profile picture on Facebook, I was like, oh, I'll continue on the umbrella and draw myself in it. So I think the person holding the umbrella kind of branched off from that. Yeah. But I made the picture in my journalism class last year. Uh-huh. I think I was kind of doodling, and there's all these apps on my iPad. Like, you know, I think with Instagram, there's like pic collage and different ways of organizing it. So I kind of drew something, copy-pasted it so it was a background, and... Yeah, it was pretty much a doodle, so yeah. It's just funny how it works out like that.
That's later on going to be a $1 million umbrella when she gets really, really, really famous, so people follow her now. So some of the reason why we want to donate to CITR is to support the indie music programming, and to us is very, very important.
Yeah.
I think that's the first thing that draw us into CITR.
Yeah.
And we just love the environment here, and we can basically play all kinds of music that we want in different genre, mm-hmm. and that people can't really find it anywhere else. So, you know, in a sense, we're playing songs that's irreplaceable to
any other. Yeah, and supporting people in training, I think, that want to start something that they don't have the resources to do by themselves.
Or they don't have the courage to start. And here, everyone is very, very supportive and very open-minded. You can say what you think, you can sing, or you can, you know, produce anything that you wanted and share with the local community. And our music programming focuses on Canadian content, which is, again, rare. Yeah, and then we aim for a gender balance on air. So I think all these are the good reasons for why you should donate to CITR to support this radio station. 所以呢, 刚刚听到Anna的第一首歌 非常非常好听, 我实在是很不想要继续翻译, 我想要就是直接听第二首, 但是, 希望大家有机会的时候 可以多多的帮助CITR, 因为我们是一个, 我们是一个支持非主流音乐的一个电台, 那我们非常迫切的希望您能, 赞助我们。 So, do we have the honor for the second song?
All right. I guess for the last song, I didn't really talk about what it was about, but this one about, well, it's called Stay, and then I think a couple months after Rihanna released a song called Stay, I was like, oh, darn, I can't compete with that. I have to change the name. But I wrote in grade 12, and it's basically about...
So it's your idea.
This song, You're this claiming one is... No, I'm claiming nothing. It's titleless.
Okay.
But, no, it's basically becoming friends with somebody that's completely opposite than you after kind of working on a project together and possibly something else happening, so, yeah.
To
be honest, I didn't know what I was looking for. Started asking questions, I thought to shut the door to keep from falling in love. 'Cause I was always something that I was afraid of. But when we started talking, my dreams, they went walking far away from where they should be walking, but somehow it was okay. Let me just say, if I could, I would just stay. Because of you, I've had to think more than one time. 'Cause you fill in the blanks where I stop short, 'cause you have experience on another chord, and no one would have guessed that this would work. Yeah, no one would have guessed that this would work. But when we started talking, my dreams, they went walking far away from where they should be walking. But some is okay. Let me just say, if I could, I would just together, but I'll remember you forever. Da 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 da. Thank you.
So another reason for supporting CITR and donating to us is that CITR actually offers free trainings for students for whoever wanted to become a DJ or programmer. We have classes for them, and Anna and I both went through the training. So we CITR provides students and community members with broadcasting training and monthly workshop, which usually costs a lot of money if you're, you know, if you were a member or if you're not donating. So if you want to donate, please call 604-822-8648. Again, 604-822-8648. And these broadcast trainings actually cost a lot of money. So, and we offer it to CITR members. It would be really, really nice if you can offer to, you know, give us some money so we
change
can
change the lives of students.
I know. Oh yeah. See, you should be promoting this. I'll let you do it next time.
No.
Before we went on to Anna's third song, I would like to play my other friend Andrew Lai's piano piece. He's very talented in terms of playing the piano, and I wish one day he would start singing with the piano, and then we give Anna a little bit of time to prepare for the third song.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that was a really, really good song. Thank you, Andrew. Another reason why you should donate to CITR is that we actually have DJ training program for free for students. Did you know that, Anna?
I think I attended one.
Really?
I attended the first one.
How was it?
I don't think I was cut out for it. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm counting beats, and I think I'm too unstructured for that. But no, it was amazing turnout. Like, they had a lot of kids, and they recommended programs that we download onto our laptops that would help foster it. Like, it's a good program.
It?
Yeah, I have it, and it's just sitting there, and I'm like, oh, guilt. I should have.
Yeah, I didn't mean to attend that as well, but I haven't. Oh,
yeah.
Tis. So CITR has started a digital DJing program, and students or members can learn how to mix and create beats and stuff. This is a really, really good opportunity for anybody who wanted to become a DJ, because
mm-hmm.
if you're going outside, it usually costs you a lot of money just to take one class.
Yeah. And I think equipment itself is like...
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. So please call in 604-822-8648. Please play us your next song. What's
okay.
it called? And describe the song for
okay,
us.
Okay, so this is the last one. It's called Don't Rush Me, and I wrote this one. This one is kind of a joke, because I wrote it in grade 8, I think.
Wow.
8 or 9. And my... How do I describe that? The high school I was going to seemed quite melodramatic, and there was always like a soap opera going around, like he said, she said kind of thing. And
yeah.
my parents are quite conservative and just like, you're not having a boyfriend until university. So I wrote the song like, yeah, like fine. Like I totally get that logic and whatever. So it will make more sense once you hear the song, I think.
If you want to listen to more of Anna's song, just please make the donation, and
grateful.
Us will be really appreciating.
Yes. All right.
Yeah.
So this is Don't Rush Me. You say yes and I say no. I say stop and you say go. I refuse to do as you have to say. Just remember I won't do what you tell me to. If I find the timing wrong, I won't go wrong. I painted a picture, but the paint is all get dry. I haven't got my license yet, so don't force me to drive. The night is not yet come, so don't go looking for the stars. I'll go when I'm ready, come when I'm steady. So don't rush me into things. You say we should take it fast, I say we should take it slow. Why should we fast forward when we only got one life? This is not a game of hide and seek. If I'm not ready, don't go looking for me. Cause I painted a picture, but the pain is all you try. I haven't got my license yet, so don't force me to drive. The night has not yet come, so don't go looking for the stars. I'll go when I'm ready, come when I'm steady. So don't rush me into things. If you don't agree with me, it's time we say goodbye. I'm gonna take my time. I'm gonna take my time.
So cute.
Thank you.
And it's so funny. I actually have to. Yeah. You were saying the lyrics.
I know.
I haven't got my license yet, so don't ask me to drive.
All those metaphors. I'm just an angsty teenager.
Yeah, it's so cute. Were you performing that when you, back in grade 8 or 9?
I can't remember. I think there was one opportunity in my French class. I have no idea why, but I just remember singing a snippet. I don't know if I had brought my guitar to school for some random reason, and like in grade 8 it was like the class had been kind of taught and we had like 10 more minutes to go, and someone was like, oh, she's got a guitar, but I don't know how it worked out.
How have you been playing the guitar?
My dad started teaching me chords in grade 4, I think, and like really basic, just D, C, G, and he told me that you only need 3 chords to write a song, so I kind of wrote this pathetic attempt, and he was like, oh my gosh, Anna, you did it! And I was like, yeah, I wrote a song, like,
so
check it out.
Wow.
It was lousy, but I think I just got in the habit of doing it, and you know, it's kind of an addiction now, I think, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm going to ask you a question. Tell me about your story and how you would think, what would you be your approach to ask people to donate to the radio station as we're having Fun Drive today?
Okay, so...
Or how did this radio station impact you in any way?
Impact me? I think, like, I like it that it's so accessible for students, and I think... A lot of our parents are telling us, you know, you need to get a degree, you have to be practical, you have to kind of learn things that are going to make you responsible human beings in the future. And so I know.
I love that.
Global citizens. Yeah. But if you have a passion for music or you have a passion for talking on the radio, mm-hmm. it's almost like if... It's really hard to find opportunities on top of your course load. It's like you're never going to learn these things, but you can almost balance the political science, engineering courses, and then pop by the radio station that's right on your campus, and generous people like yourselves are donating and helping these people. Just because I think it's really important to kind of have room for what you love and then also do something that's helping you become responsible and other stuff in the world. Yeah.
Very well said.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for playing for us. And what about Mike? What do you think? You haven't talked much yet. I think you said hi.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying the Anna's music.
Thanks, Mike.
I think you should donate because the radio station provide...
Closer.
A lot of opportunities to other students, mm-hmm. Exploring their career paths. And I know a lot of radio hosts and broadcasters start their career in university and college mm-hmm. radios. Mm-hmm. And this is our station. And then I think other UBC students should support our CITR and then donate.
Yeah. Can you translate into Mandarin, please?
Okay, how? Whoa. 大家好，我是 Mike， 很荣幸来到 3D 上的节目，今天我们就是在为这个电台来募捐，所以我认为这个电台给所有学生一个成为广播员的一个机会，所以，但是他们现在很需要大家的支持，他们现在正准备搬迁，而且。经营这个电台也需要很多费用，所以他们很需要你的支持。
所以谢谢大家，
谢谢大家。
Somebody just come in. Let's try this out.
Andy, I can hear you.
I can hear you too.
Oh, wow, yeah, I can hear the phone.
Can you hear? Can you hear? It's the first time we pick up.
I'm listening to you.
You are seeing learning and or you're hearing learning in action. This is the first time I've heard.
This is so amazing. I believe everybody on air can hear your voice, dear Michelle.
Wait, okay. There's a kind of delay.
Oh, can you turn off your radio?
There's a kind of delay. I'm listening to the radio show on my laptop, but then I am talking to you.
I think you should walk away from your laptop.
Yeah, turn off the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, turn off the radio. Yeah, you'll never hear us say that, except now.
Other people don't do it except for Michelle.
Okay, I turn off the I turn off the radio. So
yay.
Yeah, I just have to turn on my cell phone.
So good to talk to you, Michelle.
Whatever is going on. Hi.
Hi, Michelle. She's in Boston right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
She used to help me a lot with the show, and we were kind of like co-hosting this show together. We had a lot of fun time.
No, she was definitely hosting the show, and I was just there as a guest. It was really fun, though. So that's why I did my call, and then you just tell everyone how awesome it is. Oh,
I miss you so much.
Oh, wow.
Why are you in Boston?
She's too smart.
I'm studying my
master's
here.
Wow, congrats.
She's too smart for us.
No, it's just, I'd like to move around, and then, here I am.
Mm-hmm. Twofold, yeah, miss you so much.
I decided to switch to school for every single degree I'm getting.
That's so exciting.
So, tell everyone that... why do you think they should donate to the radio station? And what was your experience on air?
I think just summing up what Ahmed and Mike say about the show, it's really a good platform for students who are interested, like you said, in music or broadcasting. But it's also a good place for people like me who have never had any experience with any of these broadcasting things to kind of give it a try as a student, and because it's free for everyone, you can have your own show. We were talking about topics that we love. We were talking about traveling. We're talking about just our home country, and this is beautiful. I don't really know any other platform that can let you share your let you express your stories or share ideas like this. So donate on the CITR is great.
中文
yeah. 对好，我都忘记
我刚刚整场秀也都没有讲中文
好像我刚刚讲了什么呢 对就是像之前就像前面 Anna 跟 Mike 说的一样就是一个让你可以如果喜欢艺术和喜欢音乐的人可以利用这个平台来抒发自己的作品然后但是对像我这样就是虽然就没什么艺术细胞但是也就 也从来没有想过自己可以上电台这种人，就是可以给我一点，就是可以尝试这样子。然后，像我们之前，我跟Sandy之前还有讲到我们出去旅游的故事，或者是我们还介绍了我们的家乡台湾。就我就觉得这是个很棒的电台，就是你可以分享你自己的见闻，你可以分享你很多的意见，就是一个很自由，但是又怎么说呢？很自由，然后很能让你自由发挥的地方，对，应该是这样吧。好紧张。
She said she's so nervous.
I know, I've been so long.
That's because you're too far away.
I know, and it's really strange how I'm not listening.
I'm just picturing your
really
face,
and I'm not seeing the equipment. I don't really know what's going on over there.
Oh, nothing's going on. We're just listening to you, and we just love hearing your voice. Thank you so much for calling in, my dear.
Oh no worries. It was fun. It was really great. I just wish the station could stay like this, even after we graduated. If we have. Mm-hmm. Kids, or if we have people who know UBC and they're going there, it will still be there.
Please donate to CITR and call 604-822-8648. Okay, so try to call in next time that Tufo is on, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much, and I'll talk to you some other time.
Okay, yeah, for sure. I will be listening, so keep it up.
Okay, I won't swear.
Bye, Michelle.
Okay, hang up. I think drop. Yay, successful. Okay, next song we'll play is also from my friend. I took a songwriting class before, back in 2012. Wow. And this is a friend I met, Jesse. And then I sort of gave Anna a look. I don't know why.
Oh, no.
I was like looking at Aaron blankly, and then, okay, I'm just gonna play his song. It's amazing. so. You know, another reason why you should donate to CITR is to support your independent radio station. And as you know, as most of us know, that we are a registered nonprofit accountable to our listeners and local community. That's not a full sentence. Anyways, we are a nonprofit organization, and we play songs from all kind of indie musicians, bands, either from student bands or community singers. And then no one actually tells the programmers what to play or what to cover. You know, to us, there's really no restrictions on what we want to play. Mm-hmm. And I find it amazing that people around you, their voices can be heard. And it's one of a kind. You can't find it anywhere. And then we usually broadcast a lot of community events. So then the people who want to know what's going on around them can easily just turn on the radio and then listen to CITR. And we also, we don't run many ads. Like, a lot of radio stations these days, I think the majority of the time they play ads instead of the quality, the show itself. And in CITR, so far, I don't think you have heard of any advertisements.
Except support CITR.
Yes, support CITR. Please call in. Please call in 604-822-8648. We now have Anna. Why don't you read what we have so far? The third line.
We have $25,729.30.
So, thank you,
Ben and Shelby.
Yay!
Your name can be written on our whiteboard.
Yes.
Wonderful donation as well.
Yeah, thank you so much. So please call in 604-822-8648. And then I actually asked Anna to play our last song. So stay with us until 5-ish o'clock if you want to listen to her angelic voice again. For now, I'm going to play you another song, which is my friend who went back to Hong Kong. I joined a singing contest back in 2007, and then this friend, he won the first prize, and then he went back to Hong Kong and became a singer. Like, legit, actual. Wow. Yeah, and then he created his own songs as well, and this song is called Good Man.
有投诉，让我与你都极愿目程度。I'm your connection， 然后你话到我照做，人哋去食烟饮酒，我没有羡慕。I'm your connection， 态度好，有时你会愤怒，难受一出不反台，会为你。
So the song we just played is called Good Man and it's by Phil Lame. Yeah, sorry, I forgot to mention his name. He won the prize and then he is a really, really amazing singer. So if you listen to Cantonese songs or anything like that, you should follow him. Another reason why you should support CITR, I guess it's from me. There are many, many reasons and... A part of the reason is that I feel like I'm so grateful that I'm surrounded by talented friends like Anna and Mike, and I feel like their voice should be heard, their idea should be heard, and then this radio station is just perfect place, perfect media for their voice to be heard, for their ideas to be conveyed. Yeah, so I think playing their music or having a discussion with them on air is a good way to be connected to people around you and as well just let their talent shine, you know. And another reason why is that I know that there's a lot of Chinese students on campus, but there's no Chinese-focused or Chinese cultural-focused shows on CITR yet. So I thought it was a good idea for me to cover that part as well, although I'm not speaking Mandarin that much today, but I will resume next time. I just know that it's important for us to get to know each other, so learn new cultures, learn new things, and even learn new language. It's fun to get to know each other, and since we're living in Vancouver, it's like a very, very multicultural place. Bringing in different ideas is also important. Right now the radio stations has, I think, can't remember how many, but 7 different languages broadcasting in CITR, so woohoo, right? Why don't I sound excited enough? Yay! So please call in 604-822-8648 and we really would appreciate your donation. Another reason is that you know, the quality programming costs a lot of money, and each hour of live broadcasting costs $28. Each show costs $2,100 per year. Wow. So we really need your money and your support and your love and everything to CITR. So call in 604-822-8648. I'm just going to quickly play another song before we listen to the angelic voice again. We'll be right back. haven't mentioned, I guess I haven't mentioned why, about my own story of how I got involved at CITR and everything. So last year I was a technical assistant for this radio station, and to be honest, I wasn't really involved at school. I didn't join any clubs, or at least I paid and I didn't go to any of the club events. And then I was looking for a work study, and I found out that there's a cool radio station hidden on the second floor of the old Saab, and that's why that's how I started. And I went in to this place, and I found that how come I didn't know this amazing place until so many years after. And then immediately I was drawn to the become a programmer, not in the computer science sense, but in the radio world. I told myself that I want to be able to host a show before I graduate, and this is my goal. This is my dream. Wow. Now that I'm sitting here, knowing how to use some of or all of these stuff now, and sitting here very comfortably, I have to say thank you, CITR. Thank you for your existence, and thank you for supporting the local community and the UBC community for 75 years and more. You helped us accomplish our goal. You helped us accomplish our dream. And thank you for providing us this place where we can... it's a perfect place for everyone to share their idea and talk about everything or anything and feel safe and free about it. So I think that's the major reason why I'm here sitting and asking all of you who are listening to please, please make a donation to CITR at 604-822-8645. And once again, thank you for all my friends who are so generous to donate to Twofold and to CITR, and I'm just really, really appreciating your effort and everything. Before we end the show, I would like Anna to play for us because she has such a good voice, and I just really want my show to end in a nice, nice tone, nice, nice way. So what's this song called?
This one is called It's Your Move.
It's Your Move.
Yes. So it's, I think, one of the more recent ones. So it's still developing. Don't know what I should do. But I think I'm in love with you. Guess I get tongue-tied, starry-eyed, drowning in the moment, and I'm so scared. I care far too much, I'm gonna lose this chance I have with you. It's your move. Don't know what's on your mind. I've tried to guess your intentions a thousand times, but I get so shy. Don't know why you're waiting for a signal that I can't see clearly whether you're falling too. Wish I had a way to prove it's your move. I'm not usually so awkward, and I regret all the opportunities that I should have said. Don't know what I should do. But I think I'm in love with you. Cause I get tongue-tied, starry-eyed, drowning in the moment, and I'm so scared. I care far too much, I'm gonna lose this chance I have with you. It's your move.
Thank you so much, Anna. And
thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you. And for Twofold people who are listening, Anna will be coming to our show. I've already asked her, and I'm just broadcasting on air so that she will keep her promise. Yes. She wouldn't be moving to Winnipeg for long. It's like, no, yes, Annie, I'm becoming a star here. I'm not coming back.
No, it's written in stone. Yeah, I'm coming
so, back. Yeah, thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you for every volunteers who are working at CITR right now. I know that you've been working so hard. And just thank you, everyone. And have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We found a new place to call home. Well, Loki laughed and said, okay, there's some houses there around the bay. If you can fight their 20 strongest men, I think for sure they'll let you in. Dad gave Loki a scowl and a frown, picked up his kid from off of the ground, and he set out around the bay. And when he got to the gates, he shouted up, hey, hello, you good people of this peaceful looking village. I'm not here to burn or burgle, I'm not here to rape or pillage, just a lonely single father with a little Viking toddler. I could fight all y'all with one hand, but why go to all the bother? Many years went by the way they do. The dad grew